It is not necessary, in other words, to learn what we need to learn and have it cost somebody his or her life. It is not necessary for progress and the experience of progress to cost the destruction of nature. It is not necessary. But without a sense of reverence, who cares that it destroys life? Without reverence, life becomes a very cheap commodity, as it is upon our planet now, where the entire process and the sacredness of evolution is not regarded, accepted, or honored. If we perceived life with reverence and understood our evolutionary process, we would stand in awe at the experience of physical life and walk the earth in a very deep sense of gratitude. As it is, there are billions of humans who are filled with regret that they are on the earth, with overwhelming experiences of pain, despair, discouragement, depression, starvation, and disease. These are the things of our planet. They result largely from the fact that so much of the human condition is without reverence. Reverence is a perception of the soul. Only the personality can perceive life without reverence. Reverence is a natural aspect of authentic empowerment, because the soul reveres all of life. Therefore, when the personality is aligned with the soul, it cannot perceive life except with reverence. Approaching life with reverence not only protects the soul from the karmic obligations that are created by personalities that do not honor life, but it also is a step toward moving the personality into alignment with the soul, because it brings an aspect of the soul directly into the physical environment. What does the decision to approach life with reverence mean in practical terms? It means challenging the perceptions and the values of a five-sensory world that lacks reverence. This is not always easy, especially for males who have been taught values that serve the accumulation of external power. An authentically empowered male will not be embarrassed or feel less than fully masculine by showing concern for life and for the many creatures on our planet. That is very much the energy of reverence. Therefore, the decision to approach life with reverence often requires courage, not only of men, but also of women who have adopted these values.